The 28 shootings in Milwaukee last weekend have triggered crime-fighting proposals from several politicians. Governor Doyle says he'll spend $200,000 from the state Justice Department to pay for police overtime in Milwaukee and funnel $500,000 in federal funds into adding 300 positions to a Milwaukee youth jobs program.
I've often said I believe that the best cure for crime in all of my years in law enforcement, the best cure I ever found, was a decent paying job. And we are focused.
Doyle says he'll also ask the legislature's Joint Finance Committee later this month for up to $1 million to help Milwaukee police. Milwaukee Police Chief Nan Hegarty says she plans to target use of the additional officers on the street.
Where we're experiencing most of the violent crimes, and they just happen coincidentally to be the same areas of the city where the demographics show that we have most young people and the poverty level is the highest in the city.
Hegarty says additional officers will be on patrol tonight. The Milwaukee Police Officers Union just endorsed Jim Doyle's Republican opponent for governor, Mark Green. Union President John Balzerzak says Green and Republican Attorney General candidate Paul Booker proposed their ideas for Milwaukee crime fighting before Doyle did.
So if he wants to truly be a governor, have a plan to go forward instead of following behind those who are trying to make and break the way through there.
Doyle says his staff started working with Milwaukee officials on Monday when the shooting spree ended. But on Doyle's way out of Milwaukee City Hall, a small group of off-duty police officers supporting Green berated Doyle for not doing more sooner.
You might want to call sometime yourself, you know.
Governor, are we going to make it happen? Are we going to make the community safer, sir?
Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.
What are we going to do to make it safer, Governor? Please answer our cause.